real or something. No, or cosmology, I don't know. Or RK 101. Many people have dreams, things that they would really want to do and what they really want to be and so on. But then they think, oh, that's not possible for me. So they settle with something more in their, well, you could say comfort zone. And what they see as the reality, they are bound within. And yes, you may hear this, God, give me intelligence to see what I can change, control, and what I can't, and let me see the difference between the two. Something. In other words, don't try and do things, don't waste your time and energy trying to do that which is impossible. Now, Srila Prabhupada said that the word impossible doesn't exist in the Vaishnava dictionary. And I find this interesting because many of those, I don't know if it still is like that, but those self-help, bestseller authors, gurus, mentors, whatever they call them, write their books, often write about just that, how you can get what you desire, what you want. Oh, there is no limitation. And well, as I said here, I think before, when I first came to the Krishna temple, and I visited the home of one devotee living there, who I'm still grateful to. He told me that yes, you might try and do this and that in your life, but if you become a servant of God, God can make you do anything. And one thing I appreciate, really, with Srila Prabhupada is that, well, he also listened to these expressions, shoot for the rhinoceros. German disciples of Prabhupada told me one of those postcards a German one showing the, I don't know if it was the Kölner Dome or something, I mean, significant. church or cathedral in Germany, and they sent that card as a greeting to Srila Prabhupada. And here we are, and we're ready to, we have started our preaching here at Sankirtan. And Prabhupada was very pleased, of course. He sent back the card. And on the front, a photograph of that cathedral, what it was, he simply wrote, "Get this," and an arrow towards it. And the devotee who told me was Satchinandan Swami, or someone, one of those brahmacharis in those days, and laughed and said, "That's how we learned. Prabhupada taught us to think big, not think in limitations, but yes, here we are, servants of God. If Krishna wants something and we go for it, we are ready to take it up. He will provide." And that is the reality, because that's really how I saw this Hare Krishna movement grow and develop. And yes, these self-help books were about that, how you can get, realize your dreams, get what you want. Of course, that's what we do here. And all those who we look up to, famous, successful people, well, what they often tell us when they give advice to us is that don't give up. Of course, it's easy for them to say because they made it. But there's something to that, that they didn't, for good or for bad, I mean, allow that mind there saying, "You can't do it, not possible, just forget it. Get a job in the subway instead, or something, office, as normal people. Get real. You're a dreamer." But they didn't listen. Some because they were just felt that this is what I shall do. This is what my life is for. And I take that one step further. Say it's not about whether you can fulfill your dreams or not. You can, if you're persistent enough, if you just don't give up, you go on and on, you can fulfill your dreams. If not this lifetime, then next one or whatever. Because, and that is what I am talking about in this cosmology there, and not me, but the psychologists and people who study the mind. The mind has much more power to shape our physical existence than, of course, the physicalists want to admit. And I as Carl Jung said, the psyche and the physical, they are ultimately one. They are just different manifestations of our lives. So once you understand that, and that's why I'm making all this cosmology and this and that and talking here also, is to convince you and to teach myself and everyone who want to listen from the teachings of the, for instance, the Vedic Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam and so on. From that cosmology given there, that yes, this cosmos, this world, is resting not upon empty space with some matter or energy in it, some objects, but on consciousness. It's more of a virtual reality or a dream. And when we understand that, then we understand the power of the mind. And we have that expression, mind over matter, which of course the physicalists immediately reject, and they do all their mantra, pseudoscience, pseudoscience. And other uglier words. But they don't know. That's the thing. Because they are physicalists, they are not aware of, they have no information, no consciousness, no awareness of anything outside the physical, which they have in their own minds limited themselves to. So this is really about freedom. But not just the secret to how to get all your desires fulfilled, but one step further. And yes, you will get your desires fulfilled sooner or later. So what shall you desire? And my advice to you youngsters out there who are standing there with an entire life in front of you and having gone through the introductory childhood years and teenage and, yep, time to step out into the world. To first of all, and I say this is the purpose of all of this that I'm talking here. Learn about life, about yourself. Learn to know yourself deeper than just this figure that is walking around on this earth. Why am I here? What am I doing? What do I want to do? What really feels like, yes, this I want to do with my life. And maybe you know that already. Maybe that the answer to that is clear to you. Maybe it isn't. And if it isn't, then just continue. And I say, studying the Bhagavad Gita and so on, these Shastra, these scriptures, this wisdom, it's not about becoming religious or so. It's philosophy about life that is very practical. It's really about real life, my life, your life. And I can just speak out of my own experience that I got so much help through my life from that knowledge. And that's real knowledge that was in the big old cultures, India, China, and so on, put at the forefront of education, not just how to make machines and money, but how to make your life successful and satisfying and meaningful and good. And that's why we spoke about Brahmacharya here, because what I really mean when I say Brahmacharya is to take that time, that attention, that time for yourself, with yourself, meditating, studying, asking the questions, seeking the answers. It takes the time it takes. And then, or maybe you know it already, what you really want to do, what your goals should be, what you want to. You know, it's beautiful when you see a goal there. Yes, this is what I want to go for. But also not haphazardly and whimsically, but again, by learning about yourself, seeing yourself, this is the kind of person I am. This is, look at me, this is what I am fit for. This is the kind of intelligence or the abilities, talent that I have. Because I would say more often than not, those natural talents and that natural nature and character we have, that we then also have a real chance of becoming successful in, if we go that way, it is that what we are here to do. If you just get beyond that, I want to do anything, something that gives me as much money as possible, or the prettiest girls, or fame, or distinction, or success, whatever that is. But rather, yes, this is what makes my life meaningful. This is when I think about doing this, then something there in my heart goes, yes. And if you find that this is what you are talented for, and you can ask others, and this is what the desire in there burning for, then you are lucky, because the rest of it is just about walking in that direction towards that goal, keeping that goal in mind, and don't give it up. And there will be obstacles. There will be people coming there saying, you can never do that. You can only do what we others can do. Who do you think you are? No, look at me. And often those people say that are those people who you will find in some comfortable, but often not very happy and lively life. Secure, only allowing the lowest common denominator, however you would say it, to guide your life. As David Bowie always said, that you, to other artists and creative people, you need to get out there where the water is a little deeper, so you lose touch with your feet. That's the perfect place to be. But then the secret behind all of this, I mean, it sounds like any other personal development person here talking. Is bhakti, is to awaken again your relationship with God, the one who gives the guidance and who makes it all possible. And you can see there is definitely some higher power there, unfolding your destiny. Oh, this happened. No way, it could be a chance. I mean, we know. We say that some, I think all of us sometimes. So the devotee, what a devotee does is to put their life in the hands of Goddess and God, and make your desires one with the desires of God, so to speak. And so on.